This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Eagle-eared listeners of the Nature podcast may remember a study that made waves in 2016. Literally. People with Alzheimer's disease have reduced gamma waves in their brain signals. So, neuroscientist Li-Wei Cai attempted to nudge the waves back into their normal rhythm. To do this, she placed mice with an Alzheimer's-like condition in a box with rapidly flashing light, like a mini disco. When she measured the levels of a key signifier of Alzheimer's, amyloid, back in 2016,
we found that with just 1 hour of light flicker treatment in the visual cortex of these mice, they show about 50% reduction of the amyloid load. That was the moment. It was just, I think it's a once in a lifetime kind of experience.
15 months on from the publication of her paper, Nature publishing a feature looking at the potential that brainwaves offer for a whole host of conditions. I got back in touch with Li-Wei to find out how things were going with her research on Alzheimer's. She told me she wasn't the only person to be taken aback by her findings.
Yeah, the reaction was overwhelming. Since our paper was published, I received, you know, numerous messages from people all over the world.
Some of this response came from fellow neuroscientists. Neuroscientists like Robert Knight at the University of California, Berkeley, who hadn't expected brainwaves could have a physical, measurable effect on amyloid plaques in the brain.
To me, it was very surprising. I really hadn't thought that some driving at some specific frequency would actually lead to removal of plaque burden.
Still, there's a long way to go before we know whether this approach could treat Alzheimer's. There have been many promising efforts to treat Alzheimer's in mice that have failed to work out in humans. So how can we know if this approach stands a chance?
We've been burned, you know, hundreds of times. So I think this question is completely fair. It's better that it works in mouse model than it doesn't work in mouse models.
For Robert, there are two important next steps to build on our understanding. One theoretical, one practical.
First thing is we need to know more about the physiology of the brain waves, right? So basic science on what they represent and what information their transfer they're involved with needs to be determined. So that's the basic science. And then the other side is you say, how do we know it works? There's only one way to know it works. Whether it works, you have to do clinical trials.
For clinical trials, this approach has an advantage. Because a flashing light is both simple and safe, this method can be tested in humans quicker than a new drug, for example. Li-Wei has co-founded a company, Cognito Therapeutics, which has already begun investigating the potential for people with Alzheimer's.
They have initiated human studies in a small cohort of people to evaluate the safety and feasibility of this approach in humans.
This work illustrates the importance of brainwaves for healthy brain function. But there are still some pretty fundamental questions about what these fluctuating patterns of electrical activity even are.
To be honest with you, I think there's still, a lot of question marks in terms of, how the brainwaves are initiated, what's the precise cellular mechanism, and how is it maintained?
Li-Wei's work is part of a growing body of research calling attention to these electrical oscillations. That's according to Walter Koroshetz, director of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke at the NIH.
Over the last 10 years, the oscillatory activity has drawn a lot of scientists to understand its function. The oscillations are kind of a marker that cells that are oscillating together are involved in a certain function together, whether they be in one brain region or spread across multiple brain regions. But still, I think we're at the very beginning at understanding the oscillations as the marker of connectivity.
Brainwaves appear to be reducing amyloid plaques in the brain by triggering immune cells called microglia. And this, Walter says, could have implications way beyond Alzheimer's.
The basic finding here is that there's a frequency dependence between neuronal firing, particularly in these interneurons and microglial activation. So that basic finding, I think, has implications all over the nervous system. So for instance, in epilepsy, the activation of microglia in epilepsy, where you have very rapid firing, is an area of intense investigation. And so I think that this interaction between circuit activity and the microglia is, I think, incredibly important, and it's going to be important for many different conditions, both normal development and response to injury or pathologic conditions.
And Robert Knight agrees that researchers are increasingly attempting to harmonize brainwaves for all sorts of different issues.
There's been an explosion in brainwave research. So in a way, if you think about it, a lot of the methods are trying to get the orchestra to play in tune. So I think that's been a huge focus in neurological disorders. So for instance, in stroke, psychiatric disorders, aging, you know, pick your area, and different people are trying to apply predominantly extracranial stimulation to improve behavior. I think it has tremendous potential applications.
That was Robert Knight, who's based at the University of California, Berkeley. You also heard from Li-Wei Tsai, who's at MIT, and Walter Koroshetz, director of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke at the NIH. There's a feature all about brainwaves in this week's Nature. Find it at nature.com/news. And to hear our original podcast piece on Li-Wei's research, check out the episode from the 8th of December, 2016.